The bald man's gaze was unrelenting on Paul. So what comes next? Do you know someone who needs some work done? Paul reached blindly for his bowl of crumble and ate another piece. The texture was off, however, and it seemed to fight back. He looked down at the bowl to see a few small cockroaches hiding under his crumble. The inside of his mouth moved. Paul ejected the millet from his mouth in a forward spray so quickly that he could have won a duel with a reaction like that. Millet and spittle flew into the bald man's face. He blinked at Paul, mouth open, then he pursed his lips together, leaned over the table, and spat the cockroach onto the table. It started to scurry away until his massive fist slammed into it. Insect guts peeled away as he lifted his hand. His other hand slammed onto the table. A revolver shimmered in the light of the window. Paul gulped. "Sorry,"